You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
So everybody, thanks for tuning into 1 Million Cups. Our presenter is the guy that won't stop talking, Andrew. He is one of our 1 Million Cups organizers for all of the people that are new on this call, and is also presenting, what do you call this, a side hustle, Andrew?
Yeah, it's definitely a side hustle.
It's his side hustle, Micronet, which I'll let him go into more of it, but a lot of you might be familiar with it because it's the back end of Fox Valley Connect, if you've used Fox Valley Connect in this area. So for you that are from out of town, you'll have no idea what that is, but everybody else should. So Andrew, you want to take her away?
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks everyone. Thanks for the introduction, Eric. Like Eric said, I'm Andrew. Know a lot of you guys, but entrepreneur here in Appleton. Working, my full-time effort is on a company called Perceive.app, which is a training system for manufacturing companies. It's kind of like TikTok for training on the work floor. But like Eric said, this is my side hustle. It's called Micronet. Like Eric said, power a couple of networking groups in the state of Wisconsin and actually outside of the state as well. But it's been a side hustle for a little over 2 years, and I'll get into that a little bit more later. But we're really excited about some recent movements with the company. And so it's caused us to kind of apply a little bit more effort and attention to it. And so one big ask that I'll just kind of lay out before diving into the deck here is part of the response to this recent kind of uptick in usage is us creating marketing materials. And one of our marketing materials is this deck that you're looking at. And this will be the second time I've used this deck, but it's a new deck for me. So I'd love to know if the messaging is clear, what you guys think of the deck, and any specific feedback on that kind of stuff. So I'll get started here then with the actual presentation. So I'm Andrew. If I had to guess, a lot of you guys on the call, probably everyone on the call, has had a job before. And if you're like most Americans, you've probably left a job, or maybe two, or maybe three, or if you're like me, maybe four. It's part of working, right? And it's becoming more frequent and common. But when you think about the job that you stayed at the longest, what about that job made you stick around? If I had to guess, it probably wasn't the daily grind or the work that you were doing. It was probably because of the culture and the friends that you made at that workplace. As it turns out, one of the key reasons people stay at companies is because of the relationships that they have and enjoy with their colleagues. The amount of friendships amongst employees are closely correlated with employee retention. And as we were just talking about earlier on the call, employee retention is something companies are really struggling with today. So Micronet helps organizations with member retention and engagement by fostering friendships, which creates a magnetic culture. And Micronet does all of this through email, which makes it super, super easy for members to integrate into their lives and actually use. So here's exactly how it works. It's pretty simple. First, the Micronet algorithm sends personalized emails to two of your members, introducing them and encouraging them to connect. Once they're connected, they can set up a meeting however they'd like. If it's in person because they work at the same campus or they live in the same town, if it's setting up a call, a Zoom call, Google Meet, whatever it is, they get to decide how they want to connect. Shortly afterwards, Micronet will send emails to each member with a 1 to 3 question simple survey. Micronet's AI then uses this data to make smarter connections for the organization in the future. To this date, organizations that have used Micronet include large and small companies, local and online communities, as well as professional networking groups and trade organizations. But really any organization that has members and would benefit from those members becoming closer friends or just building more, you know, a tighter community could benefit from the MicroNet platform. We sell MicroNet to organizations by month-by-month or annual subscription. So we're a subscription model. We're, you know, software in the cloud, so it's easy to sign up and get going. We're still in the process of testing our price point, though, which is why I'm going to be pretty vague about pricing. But if you look at our website, one number that we throw out there for our standard subscription for businesses is $99 a month. But like I said, we're kind of messing around with the price point right now, trying to find something that works best for all the different types of organizations we work with. MicroNet was founded in 2019 by Eric Johnson and myself. We actually met in middle school lots of years ago on what now seems very appropriate, or in our school's tech club. So we've been good friends for a long time. And although we're a very young company, MicroNet has already made thousands of connections between users. Like Eric mentioned, and I mentioned, this has mainly been through our roots, which have been like community networking groups like Fox Valley Connect, MicroNet Madison, and a few other community groups like that is how we got started. I'm here today, to test out my slide deck. So I'd love feedback on that. We're looking to get the word out, specifically looking to connect with Wisconsin companies that would be willing to partner with us as we try some new things with our technology, and hopefully the goal of building a case study that we both can get behind. So that's what I'm actively looking for. You know, anytime we can help someone build community in their organization as well as a customer, we're open for that. But we're specifically looking for Wisconsin companies to help us build some case studies around their technology. Thanks, guys, so much for your time. And I look forward to your feedback. Also, have any questions?
Thank you, Andrew. And then we'll open her up for questions. Does anybody want to be brave enough to ask the first question?
I would love to. So, Andrew, I think obviously MicroNet I'm familiar with because of what we use right now with Fox Connect, Fox Lake Connect. And I think it's a wonderful tool that you're offering. I think that when you're business to business, it's a little more obvious that you need to network and why you need to network. And I think that you bring up a very valid point with employees needing to become friends, you know, or employees becoming friends, coworkers becoming friends, and that being the longevity of why you stay there. I end up marrying one of my coworkers. So I apparently wasn't willing to give him up. So I get a lot of my lifelong friends have been coworkers over the years. I don't necessarily know that employers completely understand that dynamic. And I think it'd be great for them to understand that dynamic. And without a voiceover explaining your company like you just did, you did an excellent job of explaining it. Without a voiceover though explaining it, I think you've missed the opportunity in the early part of your deck to explain to employers why it's actually in their best interest, what you're trying to accomplish and why. I don't know if that makes sense, but I guess will there be a voiceover of some sort with your deck that explains, or maybe add another slide or two that explains the importance of building these relationships between coworkers?
Yeah, so this deck is definitely intended to be narrated. You know, I guess the kind of my strategy when I develop decks and marketing materials for companies would be not to make content that would be standalone, because if it's standalone, if I send it over to someone, I can't measure their response or get their feedback. So step one for me is, you know, does our messaging make sense if it is a narration while talking to an audience? And then definitely would, like, I would never send this deck as itself over to someone. It would be either a recording of me going through it, or a deck with more text or explanation on the slides, for sure. But that's a really good point. So thank you for that.
Do we have anybody else out there with questions? Otherwise, I can ask a question.
I have a question. Andrew, what size of companies are you looking for?
That's an awesome question. It's something that we hope to gain more clarity on in terms of like what is the ideal customer or size for Micronet. Right now, our corporate clients are, it's a little bit complicated, but like 150 office employees would be like the one that we are working with today. And so that's a good size for us. We have a few companies in our pipeline that like one of them is 6,000 global employees. We're not quite sure if that's going to be too big, but we're kind of working through the process. The thing about where we are as a company right now is it's easier to close deals with smaller companies. And so we're trying to, find our early adopter companies that would be smaller. Like the company that's in our pipeline right now with 6,000 global employees has been in our pipeline for like 2 months already. And they're probably going to be in our pipeline for who knows how long, because there's a lot of boxes to check. Does that answer your question? So I guess to be more specific, I think we work best with office type work environments. I don't know if we would be a good fit for manufacturing companies or companies that have employees on the go or that might be hourly or something like that. Maybe we are, but I haven't really gotten much interest from people who oversee those types of work environments. So between 100 and 500 employees, I would say is like kind of what we're looking for, but in knowledge type or office type roles.
Or like that size of a pilot group within a larger company.
Exactly. And that's actually with our first corporate client that we had, it was 150 people within a 3,000 person company or something like that.
Nice. One idea would just be that my background is in corporate HR. And so I worked for the Kohler company. I worked for Pearl Engineering in Wisconsin Rapids. My sister is a DA in Wisconsin. So I have some good connections there. But one of the things I've noticed is that companies, this seems like a product that companies would like to, or be more willing to test with organizations like their sales teams, who are already like really social and into this kind of thing. And they, so that could be a way to kind of focus your pitches or who you try to contact. Yeah,
that's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah. Another idea would be, have you heard of like affinity groups?
Like for like employee resource groups, is that?
Yeah, I think they're the same thing, but basically instead of just an email, maybe there's some information that you gather from people and try to match them based on interest or you, but there's something.
Yeah, what's tough about because I know like a lot of organizations have YP groups and stuff. And we think like, this could be really beneficial for YP groups, but what I'm having a tough time doing is like trying to find some like, sometimes people put YP coordinator or something on their LinkedIn and then it's obvious, I should reach out to them about YP within whatever company. But other than that, because usually it's not like an official position, it's really tough to find the people to talk to about that. Like a path in to a YP coordinator or an affinity group coordinator for a company. So I'm trying to crack that right now, is like how to, get them to raise their hand and say, I'm the person to talk to, or, find a way in through someone else, I guess. But
I have a lot of HR colleagues kind of all over the place, but a lot of them are in Wisconsin. If they're, is there a website or something I could share with them as
interested? Yeah, absolutely. Our website, which I obviously forgot to put on the deck, which is a great piece of feedback. But our website is pretty simple. It's just micronet.social. So not .com, but .social.
Cool.
And I can throw that in the link for the chat as well.
Yeah. Hillary, if you had another follow-up question. Hillary, I didn't want to jump in. I just realized I might have interrupted you.
Okay.
Thanks. Because I was going to like kind of follow up with some question and thoughts on that too. Like, who do you think is your primary point that you, like point of contact that you'd want to pitch when you're approaching an organization? Because like I have my thoughts and theories on it. But is it HR? That would be like my guess, or at least like the place I would think to start, having spent time in HR myself. But I know that depending on the size of company or like what kind of companies, like that may not always actually be the right person. So like, what have you found in terms of that?
Really depends on, like you said, how companies treat HR. If they treat it like a compliance and, you know, payroll benefits kind of function in a business, and they don't have anyone on the employee engagement or the culture side of HR.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of who we look for, like employee engagement specialists, or, you know, director of employee engagement, employee happiness, employee, you know, people, you know. But HR is definitely the main function that we look at.
Yeah.
But the thing that we are like, and it was great that Hillary brought this up, like I am actively trying to reach like YP, or, you know, like these, groups inside of companies that are focused on building culture and, you know, giving employees a well-rounded experience within a company. Just they're tricky to reach because you don't always know who they are, but ideally I would talk to like a YP coordinator or something like that. A lot of times within the company, depending on the company, like they even have budgets for this kind of stuff. And like, you know, it's an easy, it's easier to sell them as a group within, you know, a company than it is to like get it actually, if that kind of makes sense, into like a department that's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, which totally makes sense. I would say like from my experience too, often though, companies that are big enough to like have a YP, like, you know, group, often also then come with a lot of bureaucracy by the time they get to that size, which like makes it hard sometimes to go to the YP people, because normally they don't have enough clout or oversight to like make financial decisions. You know, I mean, that's not always true by any means.
Yeah, I would like, say it's like from my experience reaching out to a couple people, like our first corporate client, yeah. Like I was actually surprised with how much freedom the YP president or the employee engagement president, you know, like it's, you know, he was an engineer at this company and he was the president of the employee networking club or something. And like, you know, they had a little budget. They didn't really have to, you know, go through anything, no, like, too much red tape or anything. It was pretty easy.
That's cool.
But I would imagine it's different with every company, like you said.
Yeah. One like role I thought like could be an interesting way to get your foot in the door, especially if like HR is often, which I would think makes sense, like the place you're trying to get through, would be like going, like trying to find out who's a recruiter for a company, because I feel like they're external facing, they're social, they're always looking for more selling points to tell people about like why they'd want to join. So I feel like they'd have a vested interest and stake, and then also know the HR landscape because they're likely a part of it, and then could know if that's like the right, you know, place to start or not. But I would even like think that in your pitch deck, maybe it's tailored depending on who you're presenting to, but you could tailor it a little bit to say, you know, like, is there a group of people you're thinking about trying to like engage or retain that you're struggling to, you know, figure that out with? Because this could be a way that you could, one, build connections for them within the company with their peers, with people above them, so they see growth in the company, and or even to like have an excuse and an easy system to connect like the C-suite or like the company's leaders with people in that group in a way that is natural, where they then get to understand that group better to then use this as a tool, hopefully to help retain people, but also to inform their larger strategies around the same topic, depending on who you're talking to. And then it's easy to think about like piloting it with a small group in that case, if they're not ready to like jump on board, you know, full steam ahead, but like it might open up the conversation where they'd even maybe, depending on the size of company, like, you know, think it's worth bringing in larger than that group, even if that's the entry point, because it's something they're thinking about already. But
yeah, that's a really good idea. I like the way you frame that.
The other piece of feedback I'd probably say is maybe relevant to that is I think the only thing that was missing in the beginning from the framing was like a story that I think like gives the hook and paints the picture that feels like, oh, I have a connection to this, that like I feel connected to this, rather, because I think you asked like some questions, like, you know, bigger picture, but I didn't like feel connected to that. I was like, okay, yeah, I've like moved jobs, or like I've done the things you asked, but like go deeper, I think, into, you know, like a story of someone that is anonymized, that's real, or like maybe a personal story of like what this could have done for you or something like that, to then kind of tailor into the stat that you then used and then go into the value prop. Cause I feel like as someone like that has done a lot of this and like even been on the side of it from a company, like I felt connected in like an intellectual way to what you're talking about, but I don't think I felt as compelled by it with some of that. Like I think you could have wrapped me in a way where I was like ready to go and like keep talking at nauseam about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to think about that. The front story or the like intro piece is something we actually just reworked yesterday. Because we had a different way the last time I did this deck and it didn't connect well. So we're actually like, that's a pretty fluid part of the deck right now.
Yeah. It's a tough one to get.
Yeah. And it's tough because like I draw on my personal experience. Like the last time I drew on personal experience, but my personal experience, I left the company, which is the opposite of like what, you know, like when I left the company, my relationships with my ex-colleagues were the one thing that was weighing heavy on my mind when I was leaving, but I still left. So it kind of like, you know, even if you build these relationships, like my story doesn't paint like this tool in very good light. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, it's something, it's good to, thanks for that feedback, because something we're working on.
I'll say this in response to that, and then I'll shut up because other people probably have thoughts too. But I like one, you could even think about it like from like a Google perspective. I mean, like they're constant, like it's something everyone knows. People know it's constantly rated well. And I do think something they do well from what I know is they make connections with people within departments, across departments. And the expectation is that in order to retain people, you know, that means knowing other people to find opportunities to stay within the company, even if it's like moving departments or, you know, locations or something like that. And like, you know, how this could enable companies to like more naturally and easily or with low lift or something, you know, take similar ideas or something like that. If that's like maybe even a story you could find a personal connection to, you know, if you know someone at Google or something like that, like how Micronet would make that easier. I don't know. But anyway, I'll shut up now.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, your deck looks great, though. And I think Micronet's cool.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks.
I could ask a question. I'm just curious. This is more on your like the actual side of your service itself, and just something I've always wondered. As you scale this, I feel like right now Micronet actually gives out the legitimate email address of the people that are connecting. Do you foresee, because I just see with all the privacy things out there and stuff, should you be doing some sort of masking of that email address? So you're not distributing the email addresses to the connections, but the connections, when they meet, can actually distribute their actual email addresses if they choose to. Do you see that as an issue, or do you think because it's within companies, that's probably not a big deal?
I mean, like, so within a company, like, you usually have access to an employee directory anyway. So if you wanted to find someone's email, you probably just have to go to your to, you know, field and start typing their name, and it's going to show up. So like within a company, I don't think privacy is actually, I mean, like obviously data security is really important to companies, but like having access to people's email is not of a concern in that use. But then I even think about like with Fox Valley Connect, which is a public community, which people can join, but everyone's vetted before joining the community. Like we have the setting set up so that you can't access the database or a long directory of everyone who's in the group, but you do get the email for the other person that you're connected to. But I mean, everyone who joins the group agrees to that, so they know what they're getting into. So I don't see it as like, I haven't heard from anyone that that's like a huge concern of theirs. Or a reason why they wouldn't join. You know, as much as we love email, I also think email is pretty low risk in terms of, you know, giving out your email is not necessarily something that like, or I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I guess you're the first person to ask me that. So I don't fully think it's an issue, but it's an interesting point.
I was just curious. Like, I would agree with you. You're probably right in the public or in the business side of the things. But like, yeah, with Fox Valley Connect, I don't know. I just see like you have a sour connection. Maybe something bad happens on the connection. That person might not want to have that other person have their email. Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody else have, like, am I crazy?
The thing is, though, like, how are you going to meet, though? Right. I mean, like, you have to, email is the common denominator for everyone.
Right. But like, there's a lot of companies out there that use this technology to mask it. So like, for instance, if a customer on Amazon sends me an email,
it doesn't show their email address.
It comes in at like long string of characters at Amazon.com and somehow forwards that to.
Yeah, it's an email proxy, which is doable. But yeah, I don't know. I guess, I mean, there might be something there and might be like a future for us down the road if people ask for it. I mean, it's like totally doable. I just don't like know if I necessarily see it being a huge issue. I mean, because like, how would you know if it's sour until it's sour, right? And I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point. Thanks for, I haven't had to go into that thought process yet. So appreciate you bringing me there, Eric.
You say like the company sets up a subscription and then the individual employees opt in?
Yeah, they can. So they can.
If they don't opt in, then they don't get matched.
Yeah. So it's typically like they create a Micronet group and then we give them a custom link that is branded towards them. And their employees can go to that link at any point and set their preferences, and then it adds them to the shuffle. You also can add people manually or add, you know, like import users, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's plenty of ways to enter. We're also working on like integration. So like if you use some kind of employee account management system, you could have it automatically create their account inside of Micronet and add them to Micronet. That's in the works right now, but yeah, it usually is a self-subscribe or self-registration process that people go through today.
So I would think that would help kind of what Eric is talking about, that maybe part when they opt in, they know that their email address will be shared. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we, even in our current opt-in pages, tell them like who, there's a link, you know, right next to any data that they put in that says who can see my data, and then it walks them through like who can see their data, I guess. So
that's helpful. Yeah.
Go ahead, Phil.
Eric, stop cutting Phil off. I've seen him say something like three times.
Okay. It's okay. I've been saving them up here. I'll just kind of run through a couple of thoughts. One is people here in the Twin Cities know that I come from the world of intellectual property, and I always have an eye open toward those kinds of issues or whatever. And one that's pretty common and it kind of comes up here is just the proper use of the trademark. So you might want to just do a little Googling on that. And typically it's used as an adjective to describe something. I came originally from 3M, so it was always Post-it brand notepads. It's got to be Micronet brand something. And I guess I would encourage you to think about what that might be, that descriptive term that goes with your adjective. Just because Micronet, when I first saw that, could have meant anything under the sun. And it'd be nice to kind of zero it in on something in people's minds. The only other two things are things that I think are similar that I've encountered over time that maybe might be part of this or maybe are already part of this. One is when I moved from 3M to a law firm, and what they had there was a mentorship program. So people coming in that were new were teamed up with a mentor, and they met periodically, sometimes very rarely or whatever, but that might be a good way to kind of connect people through your system, is to, especially with new people or junior people and senior people or whatever. And the third one is through our law association that also has held up well and works well, is what we call a random lunch. So we have like 60 attorneys that have opted in, and it used to be before COVID, every quarter, somebody would shuffle the deck and come up with whatever that is, groups of five out of that 60, and they would be divvied up and all encouraged to just go have lunch with each other during sometime during that quarter. And so maybe groups of people might be an idea, and yeah, maybe mentorship programs, but also the trademark usage would be one thought.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. The mentorship, yeah, both things we've thought of, but it's awesome that you connected those dots. Right now in Micronet, you can set up match groups, so A and B. And so you can do like senior employees, junior employees, and it will only match between them. So for that very reason, one of our customers actually brought that point up. But the group lunch, I have to ask, like, is it a official association, or like, what would I look up to come across you? Like, what is the, or that legal association that you talked about?
Oh, no, you wouldn't find that at all. It's just a very casual kind of a thing that one person has taken it upon herself to take these 60 names and every 3 months send out another listing with all those names reshuffled into groups of five. And then the first person in that group is the one who's kind of anointed to organize that effort. It's very, very, very informal. But I've enjoyed it for years. I think most people do. The hard part
is us. That's interesting.
Yeah, the hard part, I'm on the board now of that group. And one of the things that we have found over time is that somebody will organize a group of five, and the day of, you know, three people will opt out. They'll be too busy or something. Sometimes you get just one person showing up. So we're going to maybe think about seeding it with some, we got enough money where you might be able to actually cover the cost of, and maybe the companies could cover the cost of the lunch, which would encourage people to make it, I think. So there's a little things like that that kind of drag it down a little bit. But I think the concept of getting together with five people randomly every 3 months is kind of a neat one.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, thanks, Phil. Appreciate all that.
Do we have any other questions? Okay, well then, Andrew, the golden question, the last question we always ask anybody on 1 Million Cups, what can the community do to help you? Did I ask that right?
Yeah, no, something like that. like I said in one of my last slides there, we are just, thank you guys already. You've helped me a lot with the feedback on the deck and clarifying the messaging. So really appreciate that. Other thing I would just kind of recap is looking for, I say Wisconsin companies just because we're a Wisconsin company. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Wisconsin company, but looking for companies that might be having employee retention issues or looking for ways of shuffling, up the stuff that they're doing in employee retention and engagement. We're just looking to connect with innovative people within companies that might, be willing to just learn more about our tool and the opportunity here. So, and if anyone has anything or additional thoughts, feedback, you can reach me. Actually, the best way to get a hold of me is through LinkedIn. So Andrew Schmitz on LinkedIn. We also have information on how to contact us on our website, which is micronet.social, also through that in the chat. So yeah, thanks for the time, everyone.
Thank you, Andrew. And we do not currently have anything scheduled for the foreseeable future, but hopefully we will change that before next week. So thanks everybody for tuning in, and hopefully we'll be here next week.
Great.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, everyone. Good to meet you.
Hillary. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker, and thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.